S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Mate, we are going to embrace our inner Marie Kondo. We are going to try and throw out some money stuff that doesn't spark joy. At least that's the theory. I haven't seen the Marie Kondo thing, but I'm told it's really cool and the cool kids like it. Okay, Boomer. All right, we're going to try Marie Kondo our life and our finances. How are we starting?
Well, number one, easy. Look at all the stuff that you don't need.
Stuff that doesn't spark joy.
Like whether it's in your, in your attic or whether it's in your garage or whether it's in your, wardrobe. There's got to be stuff that you don't need. Give it away or even better, sell it.
Ooh, make some money by selling some stuff you don't. I was going to say I suggest that to my wife that she sells some of her clothes, but that would be a really, really bad idea.
You can try that.
I won't be here next week if I do that. Mate, second one on our list of Marie Kondoing our finances is having a think about some of the recurring costs you can throw out. How many of those recurring gym memberships, subscription television, newspapers, magazines really spark joy? It is so easy for $8, $9 a month, $10 a month to disappear out of the bank account. Yeah, you might see it, you might not. You might not even care about it because it's only $8 or $10. Do you really need all those subscriptions? Do you really need all those magazines? Do you really need all that stuff? Or could that money be better put towards a bit of investing? I reckon they probably do. Marie Kondo those recurring subscriptions. Get rid of them. Number three, mate.
Well, now that you're talking about making some money, how about looking at your portfolio and doing some spring cleaning, just like your wardrobe?
Checking out the stocks that don't spark joy.
Exactly. Stuff that doesn't work, stuff that's broken, stuff that is never going to rise again.
I like that. So rather than being, the metaphorical clothes in the closet that maybe I'll use one day, you don't want to have stocks in your portfolio that, well, maybe they might do okay one day. You're saying you should Marie Kondo them.
Exactly.
And spend some of that money on?
Buying good stuff.
How good's that? Marie Kondo your lives, fellow fools. Sell some of your stuff. Get rid of some of those recurring costs. And as Doc says, spring clean the portfolio. Marie will be very, very proud of you. And one day I'll learn out what Marie Kondo actually is. But I'm told you have to spark joy. Is that basically it?
That does it for me.
You spark joy for me, mate, so you can hang around.
All right.
That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.